So with the MLS season just right around the corner, we're going to go ahead and make way too early picks for the playoffs, and we are going to start in the Western Conference. I'm going to go with my seventh place team, and we're going to work our way up to our first place team there. And I know that this is going to be the old format. There is a potential that the MLS playoffs might change it up, but we're just going to go with the top seven teams, and let's just jump into it. So in that number seven spot, I think that it is going to be Minnesota. With finishing sixth place last year and a lot of players returning, I think that they will drop a spot and finish in that seventh seed. With Reynoso, Amarilla, and Fregapane coming back, if they can continue to play like they did last year, I think that they will look as similar as they did last year. And then also with that midfield vision from Arriaga, I think with him in the midfield like that, I think that they have a lot of potential, but at the same time, on the defensive end, I think they need to beef it up a little bit if they want to finish something higher than seventh. But that is my seventh place team, Minnesota United. So in that sixth spot, I am going to have to go with LA Galaxy. Yes, they did finish fourth last season. I don't believe that they will be as strong as they were last season, but not a big fan of Chicharito. But as long as his teammates are giving him the ball, he's going to find a way to score. That's just who he is. But having players like Costa and Alvarez in that midfield and feeding him that ball, I think that it could be very well. And then you had Araujo as their right back. He had a fantastic season, in my opinion. I think if they can continue to play like they did last year and maybe make a little bit of tweaks on the defensive end, they could finish higher than sixth. But in my prediction, in my opinion, I think they will finish sixth this season. Now, moving on to our fifth place position, this might be a surprise for some people, but I think it's going to be the Seattle Sounders. Yes, last year was a huge disappointment for Seattle, and I'm very surprised. They struggled after the, you know, the Champions League and stuff. And like this year, they are getting to play in some other competitions. I think, though, they will step it up. They will finish fifth in the Western Conference this season, in my opinion, with, you know, Jordan Morris coming back. If he can have a good season, Christian Rodon. And then you have Ruy Diaz. And then their biggest addition, Hibber. I think that they are going to turn it around this season, and I see Seattle finishing in that fifth spot there in the West. So that brings us to our top four, and in this team is another disappointment of last year, in my opinion, but I think that they're going to turn it around, is the Portland Timbers. They have to focus on making the playoffs this year, and I think they will do that. With Blanco coming back and the Chara brothers there in the middle, if they do all come back, they were fantastic. Then you have Bravo and Taluma on the back line. They were fairly good last year. They were leading in some of the top stats, or in the top five of some stats. If they could maybe bring in another defender to tighten up that back line and find a true scorer, I think that they could finish higher than fourth, maybe fourth. But then at the same time, I could also see them coming, like, falling down to that seventh spot. But here in my early predictions, I'm going to have them at number four. Now, for number three and number two, I feel like they could be exchanged back and forth. In that third spot, I have to go with FC Dallas. With Jesus Ferreira, the season that he had last year, if he can continue scoring with Areola out there, they were the two top scorers for FC Dallas. If they could bring in someone else that can maybe help Ferreira, that would be fantastic. Also, on top of that, they were the second best defense in conceded goals. They only allowed 1.1 goals per game, and that was behind, of course, Philadelphia Union, who led up 0.8 goals per match. But like I said a little bit earlier, I think if they could bring someone else in to help Ferreira and maybe even bring in another midfielder, and the defense continues to play like they did last year, I think the FC Dallas will finish third, but there is a potential. I think they could finish second there in the West. Now, for the other team that I think that will finish second or third, but I am going to put them second in this video, is, of course, your Austin FC with DeRussi, Uridi, Fagundes. They're just, the attacking that this team had last year was phenomenal. Now, on the other end, their defense. I think if they can get some kind of defender back there or a couple of good defenders, this team could go 2-1. But I think if they stick with a lot of their key players that they have this year, I think that they could go second or third. And it was really hard for me to pick between FC Dallas and Austin FC here. I do think it was also a good thing for Austin FC to bring in Zardes. He brings that leadership in the locker room, and I think that that will help that attacking team, you know, gel better together. So we are going to see a lot of goals again for Austin FC, but again, I think that we are also going to see a lot of conceded goals by Austin. But I guess we will see when that time comes. So for that number one position, I'm going to go with the San Jose Earthquakes. I'm just kidding. Of course, it has to be LAFC with Bale coming back. Just the star power they have. Vea, you know, Arango. I think Arango could become the MVP this year. I think he is that good. So with the star power that they have, and if Bale is healthy, I don't think anybody is going to stop LAFC. I think that they will be the best team again. I think that they will repeat as the Supporters Shield team. They're just that good. I don't see anything changing. With them averaging 2 goals a game and only conceded 1.2, just the defense was playing pretty well for LAFC. And I like I said, I just think that they are the best team. Not in the league, maybe in the league. I think with them winning the MLS Cup, that was a very wonderful MLS Cup. But LAFC is just too strong, and I think that they will be number one again in the Western Conference. So that is my top seven for the Western Conference. Yes, the playoffs might change the format. I know that they've talked about it, but if it was the same format as last year, this would be my seven teams that make it there in the Western Conference. So thank you for watching. Please like the video if you did. Subscribe if you like the content. Also, stay tuned for the Eastern Conference predictions coming out next.